Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 4, I was teaching about three steps in Christian maturing given in 1 John chapter 2, verses 12 through 14. Let's end the week with those thoughts today. We must stress fundamentals over and over. If winning the loss to Christ, understand, when they get saved, they are babes in Christ. And so they've got to start at the very beginning. And so because you know the Father, you walk with God, you're walking in light. You grow in Him, but you've got to have that daily walk to get to know Him intimately so that you can worship Him in spirit and in truth. That's why we say you have eternity set in your heart by walking with God, getting to know God, so that you may serve Him with all your heart. He says fathers, and fathers is actually seen twice as they've known the Father. And that is, they've known Him in a very close, intimate way, and that is from the beginning. They were looking at the author and the finisher of our faith. In other words, they have stayed the course and only grown closer to Him. Therefore, they won't go into verses 15 through 17 of loving the world and the things that are in the world and the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life. They won't go into that. Because they have known the Father with that intimacy that is strong as the knowledge a man has for his wife for her husband, or as we have for our children, knowing their person. And we will not compromise or contemporize the holy faith of God. You see, they don't quit. Dr. Shelton Smith, who heads up the Sword of the Lord, tells of two churches in his city. One had 5,000, and Charlie Daniels' band played there 2 years in a row for Easter. You look at Charlie Daniels' band, you look at Charlie Daniels' band as a godly band, and something that you want your children to emulate. There's another church, it has 2,000. It is a beer and Bible church. Don't be surprised that some so-called Christian colleges start teaching social drinking is okay. You see, those old saints of that worship God in spirit and truth were not deceived by these lying, deceptive spirits. But these people seem to be. They seem to be. Don't compromise. And they didn't contemporize or compromise the faith of God, because it's a holy faith. There was the young man stage. The Christian life is seen in that they are becoming young men, proving it by their overcoming the wicked one, young and strong in the Lord. Why do so many younger preachers go contemporary? They lose faith. They never overcome the wicked one. They're hirelings. They're not true shepherds of God's sheep. Notice the next step in the young men experience of their Christian living, and it's threefold. Because you are strong and the word of God abideth in you. And ye have overcome the wicked one. They have fought the good fight. Now they're beginning to mature as young men, not moved by the culture. By the way, that can be true in any age and at any age. Can be little children. You can be a little children spiritually, yet in a 6-year-old body. See, this is looking at spiritual maturity. This is seeing the gospel, and the gospel here, as we look at it, is to all of the saved and all of our salvation. See, gospel means good news. There is a good news of the salvation. There's a good news of the kingdom of God. There's a good news of so many things in God's word. The gospel to all, let's just say to all generations. So, the church, the gospel of Jesus Christ, that is for all generations, since Jesus is the only way, does not need to be tailored or, should we say, brought down and tailored to baby boomers, Gen Xers, millennial founders. The Word of God speaks in the power to all generations. As a pastor and as a Christian, we must seek the power of God to be upon us, because His Word has power. His Holy Spirit breathed every word. I've been asked a question, Pastor, what are you doing for millennials? You know what I've answered? The best thing, the very best thing I can do in God's sight, give them the Word of God. Now, they shake their heads at me for saying so, but their heads are shaking in the negative. God's head is shaking in the positive, saying, keep it up, keep it up, keep it up. If we're trying to win a vote for a political office, then we're not going to be fundamentalists. We're not going to be biblicists. But if we're trying to find true acceptance before God and righteousness and appear with Him in glory and hear, well done, good and faithful servant, we'll stick with the Word and do God's will, God's way, and His God time. And it's true for any generation to walk according to the Word of God, not to our own devisings. Now, how do they do it? They're strong in God's Word. It abides in them. The idea of it abideth, it has a home in them, is the idea of the word abide. It is the Word in you, and that's how you overcome the wicked one. The psalmist asked to hide God's Word in my heart that I might not sin against thee. And it is the very vehicle that brings about change in our own life as we listen to it, obey it, and meditate on it. Now, we see here in communication with these passages, verses 12 through 17. Now, verse 18, 19 said, little children, it is the last time, and you've heard that Antichrist shall come in the world, and even now, there are many antichrists, whereby we know that this is the last time. They went out from us because they were not of us. If they had been of us, they would have no doubt continued with us. But they went out from us that they might be made manifest. They were not all of us. Okay, again, 1 John chapter 2, verses 12 through 17, those last two verses there that we just read, those people weren't biblicists. They weren't true to the Word. What then is a spirit of Antichrist in the local church? Since this is addressing Christians, The spirit of Antichrist in a local church, then, is worldliness. James 4:4. It's a command we obey if we love him and know him. If we really know God, love God, we'll obey James 4:4. He says, ye adulterers and adulteresses. This is how God puts it on that kind of a level. God says, if God says it, it's true. God calls you an adulterer and adulteress. You say, but I've been true to my spouse. It's not talking about your spouse now. It's talking about your relationship with him. And he says, ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. This spirit of Antichrist in the life of a church and Christian is what shows that we're walking in darkness, and we're walking according to verse 5 here of our text. They are of the world, and speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. See, they're not verse 6. Therefore, they won't hear us, because he says, not of God, he's not walking according to God's word, is not of us. And that's how we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. You see, sometimes we have to separate, as the Bible teaches us to do, with hopes those people will repent. Now, when you are a biblicist church, Christian, then people will go out from you. They'll claim to be saved, but their true love was found in verses 15 through 17, chapter 2, loving the world and the things that are in the world. You preach the word often. What that'll do is you pour the word over and over and over and over into it. Sometimes it will reveal that they're not true biblicists, true fundamental Bible believers, that they are loving the world. They are verse 5. They're not verse 6 here of 1 John 4. In chapter 3, that thought continues. In verses 1 through 3, it says, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. Wow. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now we are the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Every morning I see myself in the mirror, and I'm so thankful for verse 2, that that person inside me will be clothed with a new body, this fashion likened to his glorified body. Anything would be better than what I'm looking at in the mirror.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
His truth. We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my